Cancer man has pleaded not guilty in connection with the death of a 71-year-old woman. 66-year-old Randall Talmadge arraigned Friday in Common Pleas Court on charges of involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide for a functionally impaired person. Investigators say Lola Streetman was found dead in May 2021 with medics reporting possible signs of neglect. Sierra Talmadge and Phyllis Green of Canton have pleaded not guilty. All are scheduled to return to court for a pretrial hearing May 20th. Cancer woman found dead Tuesday afternoon being remembered as a devoted and loving family member. 46-year-old Charisse Otis was discovered near Nimishillen Creek along 3rd Street Southeast. Police say her body was found bound and wrapped in blankets. Police continue to investigate the death. Canton woman scheduled for arraignment Monday after being charged with OVI and child endangering. Highway Patrol says 38-year-old Christine Lewis was pulled over just before 5 Thursday afternoon near Cleveland Avenue and 16th Street Northwest. She allegedly had a blood alcohol level of 0.216, nearly three times the legal limit. Troopers say four children were in the vehicle, ranging in age from 2 to 9. Lewis is being held in lieu of bond at the Starr County Jail. An Alliance man facing OVI-related charges following a Monday night crash in the city. It happened around 9:15 in the 400 block of East State Street. Police say 62-year-old Dwayne Knott was operating an electric wheelchair when he was struck by a car while crossing the road. He allegedly showed signs of intoxication after the crash and was taken to Altman Hospital for treatment. Knott was later released on his own recognizance and was scheduled to appear in Alliance Municipal Court Friday. Woman is in custody in connection with a theft case involving an elderly Canton man. 35-year-old Erica Wenzel of Plain Township was arrested Thursday, while 43-year-old Jason McBroom of Mogador was apprehended last month. The Starr County Grand Jury indicted the pair in February, accusing them of stealing between $1,000 and $7,500 from the victim between November and January. Wenzel also charged with grand theft and unauthorized use of a vehicle involving allegations she used the man's credit card and car without permission. Wenzel was scheduled for arraignment Friday in Common Pleas Court. Canton man scheduled for arraignment following gunfire in the city. 21-year-old Caius West was arrested Thursday after he allegedly opened fire on a roadway. Police say he was also found with a loaded gun in his vehicle. West was wanted on multiple warrants. He faces charges of discharge of a firearm, improper handling firearms, and having weapons under disability. An Alliance police officer battling leukemia will be honored at a fundraiser Saturday. The event for 22-year veteran officer Shannon McCalla will be held at Courtney's Banquet Center. Proceeds will help cover medical expenses as McCalla undergoes chemotherapy and is unable to work. Tickets are $15 and will include dinner, raffles, and a silent auction. A drug delivery through the mail has led to federal charges for a Windham man. Portage County Sheriff's Office says 37-year-old Grant Wilcox was arrested last month after investigators intercepted a package containing about 140 grams of pressed methamphetamine. The operation involved the Portage County Sheriff's Office, U.S. Postal Inspectors, and the DEA. Wilcox also facing separate federal charges, including bank, wire, and postal fraud. About 20 homes evacuated in Sebring Thursday afternoon after a contractor hit a gas line while installing fiber optic cable. Officials say two gas leaks formed in the area between Pennsylvania and Oregon Avenues and 13th and 14th Streets. Emergency officials also feared approaching thunderstorms could trigger an explosion. No injuries were reported, but storms also caused a temporary power outage across the village. Salem School District searching for a new superintendent following the recent death of Sean Kirkland. The Board of Education posted the position Thursday with applications available on the district website. Interviews are expected to begin in May, and officials hope to hire a new superintendent by June 1st. Jamie Kiematz is serving as interim superintendent. Columbiana County judges upheld the dismissal of a lawsuit involving the Penn, Ohio landfill in Negley. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton denied a motion to reconsider, sticking with her earlier ruling. The case failed to state a valid legal claim. The suit was filed by Dennis Wallace of East Palestine, who alleged fraud and damage to a historic mound site. The judge ruled the complaint lacks specific facts and legal support. Youngstown man sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to rape charges. 45-year-old Joseph Stevens ordered to serve 6 to 9 years in prison Thursday. Prosecutors say two other rape counts were dismissed. The case stems from a 2023 assault. Stevens was also classified as a Tier 3 sex offender. Mineral Ridge Salon cleaning up after a vehicle crashed through its front entrance Wednesday afternoon. Police say a Jeep went into Hare Harmony on South Main Street after the driver accidentally hit the gas pedal while parking. The shop was occupied at the time. No injuries were reported. The building was evacuated. Utilities were shut off as crews assessed the damage.